You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Larson didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Dove.
Now Mrs. Larson knows Dove, D-U-Z, does everything in her wash. She's convinced this new kind of soap is best. Why, it's even improved her disposition. She used to be a regular crosspatch on wash day. She'd tell her husband...
What a job your work shirts are. Do you swim in grease?
She'd fuss at Sonny.
You wouldn't dirty up so many towels if you had to wash them.
And she'd tell her daughter...
I know your rayon undies don't look bright anymore, but I'm no magician.
Ah, but then Mrs. Larson became a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. She tried Does, the new kind of wash day soap that does everything. She found Dove gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for getting tough dirt out easy, plus greater safety for the nice colors you wash. Now, Mrs. Larson says...
Bring on those work clothes. Dove will clean them up pronto and without hard scrubbing.
Sure, Dove can't be beat for cleaning power.
Who said it was hard to get towels white? Dove does them dazzling.
Of course, Dove can't be beat by any soap for white washes. The true whiteness you want.
Those colored rayons are no worry anymore. Does leaves them brighter.
Didn't I say Does is safer for those nice colors? Does everything. It's been proved the best in actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Of them all, Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find Does best.
Does everything.
Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. Molly, David, and Rosie are keeping a sharp lookout at the window of Elsie's house. And at this point, no one is quite certain how Molly's plan to have Mike make one final effort to win Elsie back is working out. After Mike was persuaded to go in and speak to Elsie once more, everyone in the house waited breathlessly. But then, about a half hour ago, Mike and Elsie suddenly left the house together, announcing they were going for a walk. Why? Well, that question won't be answered until they return. Listen.
So come away from the window, David, Rosalie.
They can't see us, Ma. We're behind the curtain.
If you can see Mike and Nelson, so they can see you, no?
No. It's because they have eyes only for each other.
Yeah?
Come here. Come. Look.
Come here, Mike. You can see them walking from here.
So let me see. So go away. Let me see.
Here, Ma. You see? Look how Mike is holding Nelson's arm.
They look happy, don't they, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's holding her arm, but they're not talking.
See that, Molly? At you, I'm surprised.
Why?
You, Molly, you're supposed to be such a judge when it comes to love.
So?
If they're not talking, so what does it mean?
So if I don't know, so you tell me.
It means that love needs no words. Love needs no syllables.
What does love need, David?
I'm, you forgot.
Whoever forgets, David.
Look,
yeah.
Look, now they're stopping.
And they're talking.
That's what your mama likes.
Talk.
Oh, only I would like to hear what they're saying.
Elsie's going around the corner.
Yeah? Oh, maybe she's going to shop. And Mike? Oh, Mike is coming in the house.
Look how he's walking.
How?
You don't see him, Molly. Oh, there, with the wings, he's walking.
And he's whistling.
He's whistling. Molly, I think before we go back to Lastonbury, there'll be a wedding.
Then it'll have to be immediately, for Papa's getting the tickets for Lastonbury already.
How long does it take to get married?
Mike?
Well,
all I can say, Mrs. Goldberg and Grandpa and Rosie, I'm a happy man.
Yeah?
For the first time in my life, I'm a happy man. No complaints, no gripes. For the first time in 41 years, I can say all is well with the world, and believe me, Mrs. Goldberg, love is everything it's cracked up to be. It's got everything.
Yeah? Just have to tell us what.
Everything's okay.
Yeah?
Elsie's going to give me my chance to make good.
Yeah?
Oh, so you're not getting married to me?
No, Grandpa. I've got to prove to Elsie that I can make good, that I can earn a living for the both of us by good, honest, hard work. No more cards, no more ponies for Mike. I promised Elsie I'd never touch a card again in my life, and I'd never make another bet on a pony as long as I live.
And what's going to be with this $25,000, Mike?
I got to get rid of that dough. Elsie don't want a penny of it, and I'm starting from scratch myself, so I don't need it.
So why don't you do something else, Mike?
$25,000 is a lot of money.
Why, so much good can be done with it, Mike.
All right. I'm willing to do anything you say. Maybe I... Maybe I could start a Elsie Warren Memorial or something. Elsie would like that, wouldn't she?
A statue, you mean?
No, Uncle David. Mike means a fundraiser.
Yeah, that's right, a fund.
For what?
Well, I could give it to the Red Cross in Elsie's name.
Well, that would be wonderful, Mike. I know something else you could do, Mike.
Yeah?
Why don't you find out how many babies were born in Greenville since Pearl Harbor and give each baby $500?
Yes, that's a great idea, Rosie.
Wonderful.
I could give each baby $500.
Uh-huh. By the time each child is 21, the accumulated interest
will be... How can you find out how many babies were born in Greenville?
Yeah, how can you find out such a thing?
Well, I think if you call up the Bureau of Vital Statistics...
Well, you're Rosalie, darling, how do you know so much?
Don't you call whoever?
You call Rosalie, darling, because you know how to pronounce it.
Call. I think I'm right.
Call information, please.
Information.
Look, who has a pencil? I want to do some figures.
What figuring, Mike?
50 babies at 500 apiece.
50 babies would be
$25,000.
Yeah,
so call. So
no. Call the Bureau of what you said. Statistical Vital statistics.
Vital statistics.
500 babies would be
$50,000.
So call
the information first?
Yeah.
Of course.
Information, please.
Well, here comes Elsie.
So
should I go out and stroll around with her until you know when you decide?
Yeah, do that, Mrs. Goldberg, until I know if I can swing it.
All right.
Yes, please.
Slip on something, Molly.
I will. How will I know when to come in?
I'll pull the window shade.
Pull the window shade.
All right, that's good. Right. So I'll watch the window.
Yes,
Elsie, darling. Huh? I'll watch the window. Babe, if you want me to come in sooner, so pull it down. All the way.
So that will mean
I'll come in immediately.
Yes. All right.
If you want me to take a walk all around the block, so pull up halfway.
Halfway,
I should come in, not immediately. And all the way, I should come in.
All right, Mom.
All the way, so come
Hello. 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 I want the telephone number of Hello. Hello. I want the telephone number of the Greenville Bureau of Vital Statistics.
Right.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes. Yes, please. That's right.
Well, so just ask her for the number of babies that were born since Pearl Harbor. And the fathers that sold you. I think we can tell you that.
Hello? Yes. Thank you.
What?
Maple 6740.
Maple 6740.
Hey, who's talking?
This is Mike Hilton speaking, and I want a little information.
That's that. You're disconnected.
No, they're connecting with the right part. Hello. I want a little information, please. Yeah. Can you tell me how many babies were born here in Greensville since Pearl Harbor?
It's all Japan.
Babies are guys in the service. All branches, yeah. Oh, well, look, I want to give them a little start in life in the name of Elsie Warren. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Well? Why didn't you go out and see that Elsie and Mama take a long walk until Mike has everything attended to?
All right.
Yeah? Yeah. Slip on something, Rosalie. And remember, Rosalie, not a word to Mama. You hear? Not a syllable. Remember.
Hello? Yeah? Yeah, I see. Well, thank you.
Now, how many babies tonight?
94 babies, Grandpa.
94 babies. That means 94 times 500 for each baby.
Grandpa. Listen, I'm thinking that maybe...
Yes, think for me, too. I'm a blank.
I'm thinking that...
I'm listening, Mike. Think loud.
Grandpa, don't you agree that the end justifies the means?
Whose end and what means? It all depends.
Grandpa, look. Is it wrong for a guy to use a not-so-kosher way of getting to a humanitarian goal?
Mike, I'm not a Solomon, and I can't say. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking just this. Look, Grandpa, if there are 94 babies...
Yeah, then?
Well... there's only one way I can run that 25 grand into enough to take care of them all.
And that way is?
The ponies, Grandpa.
Ponies?
The horses.
The horses?
Yeah. The only way, Grandpa. Not for me. You know that. Not for me personally, but if there were more babies than I bargained for, the ponies are the only way I can run the dough up. Just once. Just this point.
I don't know. You promised Elsie no more gambling, no more cars, no more ponies, and no more horses.
I know, Grandpa. But the ponies are going to run for me for the last time. For me and the babies, Grandpa.
Well, Mike's intentions may be honorable, but good intentions can prove awfully misleading. Will Mike go through with his plan to double the $25,000 by betting once again on the horses? Now, maybe you're a lady who knows all about dishwashing from A to Z. But maybe you don't know about a soap for dishwashing spelled D-U-Z. Uh-huh, I mean does. Now, I've told you, does everything in your wash. It's the best. Well, that's not all. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes, too. And by everything, I mean the very things you want most in a soap for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Yes, does gives you all that. Just put does in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes them. Suds that really stand up so you're not forever adding soap. Try does on those sticky frying pans. You'll find it races through stubborn grease without any hard scouring. Yet does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands so soft and smooth. Now what more could you want from any soap? Does best. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. The ends may sometimes justify the means, but then again, the means may turn out to be the end. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Keep on saving used kitchen fat until J-Day, the day the Japs are licked. Save used fat, every drop, every day.